Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 11th of March. There was another reminder of the unreliability of economic data overnight, with Japan's fourth quarter GDP being revised from an initial minus 0.4% to plus 0.4%. It must be said that this is an annualized number. Annualizing is a fiction that tends to exaggerate shifts by pretending that what happened in the fourth quarter will keep on happening for the next three quarters. The improvement was almost entirely due to increases in business spending. The consumer was actually a little weaker, and the market consensus was for a somewhat stronger number than actually transpired. The point is that media sensationalism about whether a GDP figure is negative or positive is generally overhyped. The degree of revision is sufficiently large that commenting on initial GDP releases is a rather dangerous pastime. The figure should not distract the Bank of Japan from tightening policy later this year. China released a positive consumer price inflation rate for February, although producer prices remain in deflation. This does not mean that China can declare victory over deflation, of course. The February data was distorted by the timing of the Lunar New Year holiday and the subsequent shift in demand patterns, which allowed prices to be raised. As ever, with China's price data, this is a parochial affair of very little direct interest outside of the country, and it seems unlikely that this number will change the urgency of propping up the Chinese domestic economy. Export numbers were stronger on a seasonally adjusted basis, with exports to the United States seeing a lot more strength. That strength was less apparent on a non-seasonally adjusted basis, and US data suggests that imports from China have trended down all last year. Indeed, the year-on-year rate of growth for US imports from China was negative from September 2022 until the latest data in January of this year. Portugal held elections over the weekend, and the far-right Chega party achieved a strong result. The centre-right bloc has emerged as the largest group in parliament, but it is the rise of the far-right that is attracting media attention. This is a trend that is likely to be visible in the European parliamentary elections this summer, and it may be exaggerated by the relative unimportance of the European Parliament, which lends itself to protest votes. At times of economic upheaval, scapegoat economics and prejudice politics become more commonplace, and the rise of more extreme political views across the political spectrum becomes more likely. This is a disruptive force that creates risks which financial markets struggle to price. The calendar for today is relatively quiet. There are some Nordic inflation numbers due, but these are likely to be overshadowed by the release of US consumer price inflation data tomorrow. The New York Fed's one-year inflation expectation survey is also scheduled, but as this surveys consumers, it has no useful economic information. It is, at best, to be considered a proxy for current food and fuel price perceptions, not a reflection of future inflation expectations. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.